You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Actress, writer, and educator Rodessa Jones got the idea for the Medea Project, theater for incarcerated women, almost 30 years ago, after teaching classes at the San Francisco County Jail. She founded the Medea Project to explore whether an arts-based approach could help reduce the numbers of women returning to jail. The program has since expanded to include women with HIV. Voices from the Edge is the project's latest performance piece, and it features stories and writing from women with HIV. It's a collaboration with San Francisco's Theater Rhinoceros, known as the longest-running queer theater company in the world. It's still a work in progress, though, so right now you can only catch it in staged readings at the Gateway Theater in San Francisco. Rodessa Jones came to KALW Studios to talk about the program's mission of arts as social activism.
About 30 years ago, I got a call from the California Arts Council. And they asked me, would I be interested in coming in and teaching aerobics to incarcerated women? But I think it was because of Jane Fonda. I think aerobics had arrived. The women inside were so depressed, and they didn't know what else to do. And so they asked me to come in and teach aerobics. But I was thinking, what does aerobics have to do with saving the lives of incarcerated women? I went in at 850 Bryant Street. They were very sluggish and angry. So I moved. I started to cartwheel. I just turned 40, and I started cartwheeling, and I was talking all the time about my life, about my daughter, about being a mother before I was a woman, having a child at 16. And I talked about my own crazy path, this journey. The women who were watching me, they just kind of sat up. They wanted to know if they could talk about themselves. And I said, you know, let's agree that everybody's pain is very, very important, and what we say stays here. And it just, the floodgates opened, and it was amazing the stories they started to share with me.
Nobody told her.
Nobody.
That nothing much is expected of her, and therefore she doesn't have to hope for much. Nobody told her.
Nobody.
That she's getting on that train, in that car, and she's caught in the traffic. And what is this destination?
In the early days, it was a callaloo of ideas, dance performance references, art-making references. It was very, very much an experiment, a social experiment. You know, just what could I do? When I got them up to move, even there I saw the movers. I saw the women who had been the cheerleaders in high school. I saw the good dancers. I saw the beautiful girls who kind of took a wrong turn. They were the ones out on the floor. I met a ballerina who had been actually to the American Theater in New York, and she had gotten addicted to Demerol because of an accident, and then that just free fall down into the depths of 6th Street and that kind of thing.
Everybody knows, any fool knows, everybody knows.
I wanted to share with the community and the country the lives of these women. Michael Hennessy at that time was the sheriff of San Francisco County. And I kind of went to him and said, look, I'd like to start to build work with your permission, bring it into theaters around the city. And that's what we did. What was that, 30, 40 years ago now that here we are?
It's bad luck to step on an angel.
Voices from the Edge is actually a collaboration with Theater Rhino. And I was approached to do a collaboration with the actresses through Theater Rhino. They're actresses. And that's largely what we have in this particular collaboration.
I wonder if anyone who's ever heard the words,
you have HIV,
or
you have AIDS,
felt it as a single defining moment of their life like I did.
For me, telling the truth and practicing revolution is what I call it. Their own stories matter. You know, everybody's voice matters. And women have to be the first to stand up and say, we matter. I'm a hippie. I'm an old hippie. I really believe that we can change the world. If I share my story with you and you share your story with me, we see each other differently.
Most of us look at battered women and say, why didn't you leave? Why didn't you protect your child?
you. I have lived my life for so long, lost and confused, and she was a light. She changed my life. She helped me gain the courage to be the proud lesbian I am today. And I didn't want to believe that the light that shines so brightly within her had struck such a dark place that would tear me down so low.
I think the listener really wants to know, you know, if I can say, over here, I got a theater project about the lives and times of incarcerated women, the public will come. I've seen that. I was in a family where you didn't talk about your cousin Fanny. You didn't talk about your cousin Maisie because they were the wild girls who were always down, locked down. I found that much later. And I thought, how do we create public communion, which is what the Medea Project really is. It's about putting those stories center stage. What can you share with the culture about incarcerated women versus pretending it's not happening? And that's what I love about incarcerated women. I love it that they're standing there going, what? You know, and then I got to think, okay, what? What can we do?
I am Faye, daughter of Irene, granddaughter of Roberta, great-granddaughter of Petra. And since I lived and did not die, I will, in the time I have remaining, live my life as fully and as wildly as possible.
This prompt was inspired by Audre Lorde, who reminds us as African-American women that we were not meant to survive. And then here we are in 2018. Since I lived and did not die, I hope, I will, I want, I need. And I just feel, I think it's an incredible closing. It's based on affirmation as well. Can each woman find an affirmation that's wrapped around this idea that I'm alive? I'm alive. I'm still standing, you know. And there's this wonderful line from the movie The Color Purple. She says, I may be black, I may be ugly, but I'm here.
Since I live and did not die,
I will
tell my story to help another woman. Mm. I am Olivia, daughter of Karen, granddaughter of Ellen. Since I live and did not die,
I will
share my heart.
Because I lived and did not die, since I lived and did not die, I will continue to share my story. I love that one. I will continue to exude hope. I will continue to encourage women to encourage our daughters to be strong. I've always been interested in finding ways through the storytelling process to give voice to women, finding a way for her to say, this is what happened to me.